how did you get involved with the group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America?
On January 5th, I received a telephone call from Betsy Roop, who is a membership leader at the state of Kentucky. And prior to that, I'd sort of floundered around looking around at different information about gun violence. I'd go from one website to another, just basically alarmed myself at what had happened through the years. And I got a call from Betsy, and she asked if I might be interested in forming a group in Western Kentucky. She said, I've got a few people that I know that I've spoken to, and there are like-minded individuals in your area. And I said, wow, you know, I didn't realize that. And she said, yeah, we'd like to maybe talk to you in a couple weeks and set up a time to all get together and meet. And I said, oh, great, okay. So as you know, a couple of weeks after that is when the Marshall County incident at the high school happened. And at that point, I was just completely in shock because I lived through the situation that happened at Heath High School in 97. I wasn't going to Heath High School at the time. My cousin was, and I knew many other kids that were going to school there. So at that point, I was really, I kind of operated on a shock level from what had happened at Marshall County. I had gone through my life up to that point after Heath happened, and kind of under the assumption that surely it couldn't happen again in this area. We've suffered through that. It was a terrible, terrible tragedy. And then when Marshall County happened, I couldn't believe it. I kind of walked around in a daze for a while, like I know a lot of people did. Not too long after that, we ended up meeting February 6th, actually, at a local church. And to my surprise, there were dozens of people there, dozens of like-minded individuals. And I was so invigorated and enthused about what was happening. And then Parkland happened. That kind of galvanized us even more to get started. We had our first chapter meeting on March 14th, and not long after that, a couple of weeks, was the March for Our Lives, which a small group of Marshall County students banded together, very courageous kids, and set up the March for Our Lives in Calvert City, and we were involved in that, and it was really an amazing event, especially in this area. So that's how I got started.
Can you describe what the group Moms Demand Action advocates for?
We really advocate for responsibility around gun ownership. In our organization, we have people that own guns. Many of our members are married to people that own guns. I think there's a common misperception that we are looking to restrict gun ownership, which is not true. We want people to be safe, safe with guns. We're advocating for universal background checks. That seems like something that would be so easy to do, especially seeing as how 90% of Americans believe that they should be background checked before purchasing a gun. You would think that 90% of Americans believing that would be enough to change some of the policies and regulations. So that's one thing that we advocate for. We advocate for safe storage of guns, ensuring that guns are stored locked and away from ammunition so that kids do not have access to them. We just basically want to make sure that guns are kept away from people that are a danger to themselves or others.
Related to the school shootings, in terms of increasing security or safety in schools, some have talked about arming teachers or school administrators who are trained to handle guns. What is the Moms Demand Action's position on that?
Well, I'm not a policy expert, but I do know that there are a lot of questionable things that could happen if teachers were armed. And any of the teachers that I've spoken with, and I've spoken with a lot of them in the past few months, none of them that I've spoken with want to be armed. That's the last thing they would want to do is have to take a gun to a student.
We've heard some say that they support sensible legislation. How do you reach a consensus while avoiding extremes?
MOMS is a nonpartisan grassroots organization, completely volunteer organization. Everybody that comes to our meetings are volunteers. They volunteer their time, their activism. What we want is the same thing that both sides want. And the majority of gun rights advocates want to ensure that their families are safe. We want to ensure that families are safe. And I think if we can all get together and sit down and say, how do we make our families safe around this issue? I think we can get a lot farther by speaking to each other, listening to each other, because we're all wanting the same thing.
It seems like people want to have a conversation. They just maybe don't know where to start. Do you see you and your role as a local leader on this, facilitating those conversations?
We'd like to invite people to come to our meetings that want to know more. And as a matter of fact, one of the things that we do when we have our chapter meetings is we invite people to come in and to tell their story around gun violence. It's a safe place for them to do so. And I have been a little taken aback by all the different stories that I've heard related to gun violence. I've heard about, naturally in this area, sadly, parents whose children have been shot. I've heard about situations where people were held at gunpoint. I've heard stories of suicides that have affected others. I believe that, again, if we go back to the idea that what we're really looking for is to keep everybody safe, this is something we should be able to come together on.
The president of the National Rifle Association, Oliver North, is coming to speak on Friday. Is MOMS Demand Action protesting this event?
Since MOMS is nonpartisan, we will not protest per se. We're alarmed that he is coming to this area specifically, considering the tragedy that just occurred in January. I think it's callous and insensitive that this is happening. I'm a little shocked, but as a chapter, we will not protest per se, although naturally if any of our members wish to protest, they are more than welcome to do so. We're trying to reach both sides of the aisle, and I know that this particular situation is a fundraiser for one side or the other. As a nonpartisan group, we want to come together. We want to coalesce around values that support smarter legislation. At this point, as a chapter, we won't protest per se, but membership is welcome to do so, yes.
MOMS Demand Action is having an event Thursday evening. Can you talk a little bit about this event?
I'm really excited about this because Mark Bryant from the Gun Violence Archive is coming to speak to the Callaway County Public Library. And from 5 to 6, we'll have a meet and greet for anyone interested in learning more about MOMS Demand Action. And then from 6 to 8, Mark Bryant will speak to data that he's aggregated since 2013 around gun violence. And this is national data he's kept up with. And he's got a team of people that their office is located in Lexington, Kentucky. That's all they do is gather data. They call law enforcement agencies to research. They don't do it by computer algorithms. I think he's going to be an excellent speaker for anyone that wants to know the facts around gun violence. There's lots of facts to know. 96 Americans each day are victims of gun violence. It's a huge problem, not just in our area and not just at certain places, but everywhere. And I think people are tired of that. I think people are ready to make some change around that. And whether that be policies, stronger gun policies, safer ways to interact with guns, I think that's something that's very important to a lot of people. Mark will come to speak specifically on the statistics that are happening across the country that I think a lot of people are unaware of.
We've heard some people say that there needs to be a cultural change, that video games and music and movies are to blame. What do you think about that?
I've heard that a lot. If you look at our country in particular, there are around 300 million guns. And you look at other countries, developed countries, they have the same access to video games, same access to social media, same access to movies. Our country has 25 times the violence, homicide rate that those countries have. So I don't buy into that.
Given the tragic uniqueness of West Kentucky with the two school shootings within a 20-year period, and then other issues, as you've mentioned, people bring up at the meetings, how can West Kentucky take a leadership role in fostering change?
We are pivoted to do just that. In an area that has a lot of responsible gun owners, people that are concerned about safety. That's the thing, is that most of the gun owners that I know, that I've met, are very responsible. They do store their guns safely. In Western Kentucky, we're in an area where a lot of hunters. I grew up, my dad hunted, and I went with him to hunt. My daughter hunts, and people have access to guns, but have really learned how to be responsible with their guns. And they've learned how to have a value around safety. Whereas a lot of different places may not see Western Kentucky as that way. We're actually a place where we're very close to each other. Even though we have differing points of view, we're very family-oriented. We're the type of area where if you drive down the road, you wave to people. We know each other. Sunday school. It's really great living in an area like this. And I think this is why we have an opportunity. We care about each other. We love each other, despite the tragedies that have occurred. As you can see, what's happened in Marshall County is that people have actually come together a lot, and the same in Paducah, to support each other. And I think that's very important in how exactly we would be able to be a flagship area in a place where we can change the way people think about guns and act around guns.
That's all the questions that I had. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Thank you for letting me be on the show today. And I wanted to invite people that are interested in Moms Demand Action. They can text the word READY, READY, to the number 64433. And they'll be added to our list, and we can reach out to them and they can get involved. That's, to me, for a long time, I would read about gun violence. I would research gun violence, but I had no way to get involved in a movement to end gun violence. And now I do. So I'd like to invite others to do the same. Get active and use your voice.